Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Been a little crabby this week, so I thought I'd step on the third rail and talk about politics. But not in the traditional sense when we talk about politics. I'm not going to talk about who you ought to vote for, what party you ought to belong to. But I'm going to talk about my experience as how things have changed since almost 40 years ago, the first time I was able to vote, until now. Back when I was 18, at least the way I saw it, both of our major political parties were trying to expand. So they were trying to appeal to people as best they could, with the philosophy that the big tent is the way that they would win elections. And I think that's probably a pretty good way to operate. But I'm not sure what happened. There's a multitude of things, social media probably one of the biggest. What's tended to happen is now there are purity tests before you can be part of a political party. And if you disagree on 2% of what their platform is, they don't want you anymore. You're on the outside. So what, at least in my opinion, has happened is the crazy fringes are running everything. And we don't get back to the compromise and truth that this country was built upon. Well, that's enough politics. The gospel is Jesus' way of giving us an understanding that he expects us to have a big tent as well. And that when he says, whoever doesn't love father or mother, doesn't love me more than father or mother, or son and daughter, what he's telling us is that our love is supposed to expand, not contract. That it's not about just loving those people that are in our circle, that are close to us, that are our family or our tribe. But in reality, if we want to say we are one of his disciples, then our love is meant to expand, to include others, to bring people in rather than block people out. Whenever someone gives even a cup of water to someone because you belong to him, you're doing it to him. Which is a reminder to us that what we do to one another, we're actually, in reality, doing to Christ. In fact, the way we love one another is the only tangible way we can love Christ. Everything else is just up in our head. But when we love others, that's what we're doing. Now, we always have to make sure, as part of the church, that that's the way we operate. That we don't ever get to a point where we are excluding people because they don't agree with us 100%. Because I think if we did a test of everybody here, there would be a thing here or a thing there that we may not always agree with as part of our church. Yet we still feel we belong, as we should. That's our goal, to make the tent bigger, to continue to draw more people to this glorious thing we call the church, the people of God. And it's only in bringing people in that we can change hearts, but also that we can change our own hearts.